Chairman and Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour dropped two positive numbers on the group Thursday. The first was a poll done in states with a competitive governor's race, which showed 42% of voters would re-elect President Obama. The Republican positive was that 45% would not. A nice trend if you're the minority party. Barbour's other number focused on dollar signs and lots of zeros.
The Republican Governors Association is going to begin 2010 with more cash on hand than we spent in 2006.
That's $25 million in the bank, with millions more expected to be raised in coming weeks and months. Democrats are busy raising millions of their own, but Republican Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says the upcoming elections mean much more to both parties than just wins and losses.
Governors have the ability to play a pivotal role in redistricting as we come into the 2010 census, which will be applicable for the 2012 elections. They set the tone and tempo for the politics in their states in a very significant way.
Of course, the race everyone's paying attention to in Texas right now is the Republican governor's primary. The RGA has a policy against getting involved in primary races, but that didn't stop Governor Barbour from supporting Governor Perry and suggesting that Senator Hutchison should stay in the Senate.
I just hate to lose a great senator like that when we got a fine governor.
Barbour said he's told Senator Hutchison the same, although he declined to give her response. Covering the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.